You're on The Hoist with Liz and Harry, and we've got a special guest here with us. First guest of season two.
We have, having burst onto the scene with It's Okay, the debut single from Tegan that became a semi-finalist in the international songwriting competition. She's gifted us a new track, Feeling Good, and she joins us in the studio right now to chat about it.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in, Tegan.
No worries, my pleasure. Welcome. We are so happy to have you here.
Happy to be here.
So Feeling Good was released a couple of days ago.
Yes.
How's the reception been so far? How are you feeling about it?
So good. Oh, feeling good.
Good.
I feel like that should be the response. No, everyone's been super supportive. I've met the best people ever since I started doing music. It's incredible.
Yeah, awesome.
I can't thank people enough. Yeah. Thank you to everyone who's listened.
Yeah, well, okay. It's a song that absolutely everyone has to listen to, I think, because, I mean, I loved it. It made me, like, feel good in multiple ways. It was awesome.
Well, I'm a bit biased, but I do agree that everyone should listen to it. Thank you to everyone who has.
Yeah, well, there's this one line in particular. It goes, I'm feeling great, I'm feeling good, do you believe me? Which hits way too close to home for me anyway. Can you tell us a little bit about the message in this track?
Yeah, so when I wrote the chorus, it's supposed to be like this euphoric night where you're going out and you're telling your friends that you're having the best time, but you know that you're not. And it's about the facade, I guess, that you put on to convince whoever you're trying to convince that you are okay. And it's like, do you believe the act that I'm putting on? Because yeah. I hope you do.
Yeah, okay. So do you find that you ever, convince yourself almost and then it all unravels later in a horrible way?
Absolutely.
It's probably a bit deep for the music.
How deep do we want to go?
Yeah.
No, I definitely feel like that. I feel like everyone's pretty good at convincing themselves that they're good, but they're not.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a good message.
Yeah, and I think this track is just extremely relatable. The composition seems incredibly intricate, but the content, like, really intimate. How do you feel about sharing parts of yourself through your music?
I always say I like to use my music as an analogy. Like you said, the composition's very upbeat. And when I was working with Spike Leo, who was the producer, it was, I remember telling him, I want it to be really upbeat because I'm going to put these heavy lyrics in them. And I kind of want people to get lost in the beat first and then be like, oh, wait, no, I do feel like that. I do feel that maybe I'm not as okay as I think I am. And I think that's the exact analogy for what the song is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of hide behind it and then you realise, oh, no, I'm not feeling that good.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't even realise that extra level, but I can totally see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I love that. I love that juxtaposition and that kind of – I love those – tunes that transcend both happy and sad moods.
Me too. Yeah, me and Spike had a huge chat about that. All My Friends by Snake Hips is a good example. It's about not being wanting to be at the club, but when you sing it, you're like, yes, I want to be at the club. And then you're like, no, it's not about wanting to be there. It's about the exact opposite. You want to be at home. And I love music like that too.
Yeah, I love that message, and that's, like, what really stuck with me. I was like, I can listen to this in whatever mood I'm in.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad.
You did mention earlier on about how much fun it's been, well, all the people you've met since making music. You started in 2017 whilst working in a lab and studying biomedicine. You're obviously still making music now. Has that always been your dream?
I feel like it has been a dream, but it's more been a fantasy. The dream for me, I guess, was actually always to pursue medicine because I feel like it is incredibly competitive, the medicine world, and getting in. I feel like it's more tangible to get into medicine, and then music was always a fantasy dream.
Right.
I was like, oh, it'd be so nice if I could do that, but I could never do that. And then I was studying for my exams in 2017, and I just thought, well, why not? You know, even if nothing comes out of it, I still like doing it. And I think that's why I still like working in healthcare at the same time, because I'm still doing all the things I like to do. And yeah,
that's so good. How do you feel now, sort of a couple of years on, I guess, having started making music and it's going really well? Do you feel like it's more tangible now? I mean, you're sitting in here on the radio. That's pretty cool.
It's true. It's true. I do feel it's more tangible. And I think that for a lot of musicians, you kind of just see the people who are at the top. You know, people like Khalid, people like Beyonce, and you think that that's the only way that you can identify as a musician. But there are so many musicians who are not at that level, may not even want to be at that level, and they're still musicians and they're still making a career out of it. So I do think it's more tangible, definitely. Yeah, I would definitely agree.
I think that's a really wonderful message. And the other thing that's been really exciting about your career trajectory is you've met some really amazing people. You've had a lot of different experiences with big artists and medium and small. What's that been like?
Incredible. The music community is so much more interconnected than you realise. You meet one person and that suddenly opens up so many doors for you. I've met people and they'll casually name drop this huge artist and I'll be like, you're so casual about knowing that person. But no, everyone is so interconnected and it wasn't until I got into that community where I realised that everybody just wants to support one another, and that's why even if it seems like somebody is very inaccessible, you probably know somebody somehow who knows them. And through that, I've met so many people who've played small venues, and people who've played on Splendor, people who've played at Falls Festival, and it's just incredible the people that you meet and the support that you get.
Well, speaking of that interconnectivity, we get a lot of people coming here through the Hoist on Sin. And actually, earlier in the year, we had Beatrice Lewis of Hark Your Hands come through.
Yes, Beatrice.
Yeah. How do you know her?
Beatrice I met through an organisation called Multicultural Arts Victoria. I started off doing the Visible Artists program and then moved on to the Producers Lounge, and she was incredible. She is incredible. She helped me the whole way, guided me while I was making my first single to put out, and the whole time she was working with Hark Your Hands and doing her own music, so I'm so appreciative that she had the time to then help me too. Yeah, Beach is the best.
She's, a very warm sort of person. You feel really good being around her. But
yeah, and the energy that it comes out when she's with her band, Hark Your Hands, just how much she loves doing music, you can just tell.
That's absolutely awesome. And what can we expect from here? So you've just dropped this absolute banger of a tune. What's 2019 looking for you?
In terms of the non-music side, I'm going to graduate, hopefully.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Hey, hopefully. And then I want to focus on doing the music for as long as is realistic. I'm working on making more music. I'm working on with a guy called Jalun. His name's Jimmy. Worked with him on the single that I released before Feeling Good, which was Safe. And just, making tons and tons of music. I feel like that's the most fun part, performing.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a show soon at Melbourne Central. Just can't wait to do more music.
Yeah. Is there any maybe sneaky, rough release date for when we might be able to expect something? Not to put you on the spot or to give away any secrets.
No. If I had the secrets, I would tell you. But no, nothing is on the horizon in terms of release dates. I've just got music and I just want to get it out. I do all the planning of promotion and releasing myself, so I guess whenever I decide it's time will be the day.
Amazing.
Which is kind of good to have that freedom too, I guess, but it'd be nice to have someone just pushing me along and saying, get it out now.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No worries. We're about to chuck on Feeling Good.
Yes.
This is The Hoist with Harry and Liz and Tegan.